That must mean we're talking about football. Hey, Paul. Football with Paul. How you doing?
Good. And you know, I don't know how our picks did. I kind of have an idea. I think Eli's going to unveil them. Okay. But, John, all you and I know is football and radio. That's all we know.
And that's enough, isn't it?
That's it. That's all there is.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to check.
Well, how are you feeling? How are you feeling, by the way? Oh, are you 100%?
Close. Enough.
All right.
You know. But thanks for asking.
All right.
Don't want to get this thing. Apparently, it's got a sort of a life of its own, and it's really, it's okay. Everybody, it's okay. I'm okay. I was okay enough to watch football.
But you know what? Watching
although when
the Bears
I watch when I watch the Bears,
it's not good for your health.
When I watched the Bears game, I had that was not good for my health at all. I mean, my God, no.
It was brutal. That second half, my daughter, she's 14 years old. She knows football. She came downstairs and saw me sitting there in this weird trance of losing. And she goes, "You okay?" Like something happened to my dog. She went and felt bad for me. It was sad, John.
Well, you know, we get involved in these things. This is Paul Papps, by the way, WGN Radio sports correspondent. And what's that show you're on again?
The Dan Patrick
Dan
Show.
Dan Patrick, yes. I was just watching it the other day, but that's the way, you know, I fell down and now I don't remember. So that's going to be my excuse from now on, whether or not I need it. So last week, the final totals are John Landecker, 13-3.
Wow.
Jack Heinrich, 13-3. Paul, 12-4. That's what they tell
you know
me.
What?
I didn't count them myself.
I don't feel bad being in second place to you two because we all did fantastic.
Yeah, we did pretty good.
Every score was so good, and only one game back through just 1 week of picks is amazing.
But, you know, we're just doing straight-up picks. We're not doing
right.
Cover this or, you know,
well,
whatever
but,
the terms
you know, John,
are.
A lot of people bet the money line, and the money line is you just bet the winner. So if you, like, bet the Packers over the Browns, you're not going to make that much money. But if you go 12-4, if you go 13-3, and you bet the money line on these games, you'll do very well for yourself.
Really?
Oh yeah. I'm not telling you what to do with your cash, Jeff.
No. You're kidding me, though, right? I mean,
no. We did very well, even though we're not going against the spread. We're picking them straight up. You can, you know, there's ways to fluctuate how you bet on games, and 13-4, 13-3, whatever you were, you've done very well out in Vegas.
Okay. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
What did you want to add to that?
No, I'm good.
Oh,
I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm curious if Eli feels pressure this week now that he's a newbie.
Well, he's a sports guy. He works over at the Big Ten Network too, and he came over to do this. So
that doesn't mean I'm not feeling the pressure though. These picks, these records are too good. I have to hold up my end of the deal now. I have to help out Jack.
All right. First of all, we got the Miami Dolphins and the Buffalo Bills. Anybody? Anybody?
Yeah, I'll go first. It'd be shocking if the Dolphins kept this to a 10-point game. They have to make this a good game to keep their coach Mike McDaniel from being fired. The Dolphins have some quote-unquote easy games coming up against like Cleveland, the Panthers, and maybe the Giants. If they lose three of the next four, I think their coach won't make it to Thanksgiving.
So you're taking, obviously, Buffalo.
Clearly, the Bills, yeah.
And?
I don't have too much to add to that. I'm also going to tail and go with the Buffalo Bills.
Well, look who we got here. The Green Bay Packers and the Cleveland
Browns.
Wait, John,
you didn't make your pick.
Oh, I didn't?
I you didn't tell me.
Buffalo.
You are picking Buffalo. Everyone's
on
Buffalo.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Cowboys and the Bears. Is there any question? No.
You know, this is a tough one because both defenses are horrendous. The Cowboys couldn't stop a snowbleed. The Bears' defense is hurt and bad. That's a really bad combination. I think this is going to be like a high-scoring game, but I don't think the Bears are going to pull this one out. I'm going with Cowboys.
You think the Bears are going to score a lot of points?
Yes, mostly because Dallas stinks on defense, and the Bears' offense will get it together. I don't think they were horrendous offensively against the Lions. You know, they were the defense was much, much worse.
Okay. How about you?
Yeah, if there's one thing I've ever learned over the past couple of years, it's that Ben Johnson knows how to beat Matt Eberflus, especially in Chicago.
He's coming back.
Matt Eberflus is
with the Cowboys.
He's the defensive coordinator of the Cowboys, making his homecoming this weekend. Should be a really fun night, and I'm going to go with the Bears as well.
I'm going with the Cowboys. Enough of this Bears stuff. I did it, you know, they burned me too many times.
That's true.
Green Bay Packers, Cleveland Browns.
The Browns stink, and they're probably going to get worse as the season goes along. The Packers are, at worst, probably the second best team in the NFC. I think they're going to win this by 15 points.
I'll take the Pack.
Yeah, I'll follow that as well. They look unstoppable right now.
Bengals and Vikings, and we've got an injury over on the Bengals, right?
Yeah, this is the battle of backup quarterbacks. Joe Burrow's out for 3 months, Browning is the backup quarterback for the Bengals. He's actually not bad. And then the Vikings are going with Carson Wentz, who 5 years ago was an all-pro, and now is just meandering around the league. But they both have good backup quarterbacks. I'm going to go Vikings in a close one.
I'll take Vikings, too.
Not a whole lot of difference here. I'm also going with the Vikings at home.
Moving along to the Pittsburgh Steelers and the New England Patriots.
Okay, the Patriots are actually a pretty decent team. Their quarterback, Drake May, really nice player. He's not getting a lot of publicity, but they're good. The Steelers looked a little wonky last week. I love that word, wonky. And I'm going Patriots straight up.
Okay, I'll join you. I just switched.
I'm taking the Steelers on this one.
Okay.
I don't know why. I don't have a true reason, but I just can't really shake the feeling that Aaron Rodgers has one more big win in
him. All right. Los Angeles Rams at the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm taking the Eagles.
Yeah, this is a tough one. I'm trying to pick the Rams, even though I don't believe myself. I'm going to go with them. This is one of the better games of the weekend. This should be a preview of the playoffs. Rams.
You.
I'm going with the Eagles as well, too. This is my game of the week.
Okay. Yeah. New York Jets and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I'm going. Go ahead.
No, I want you to go first. I want to piggyback you.
Buccaneers.
Yeah, Buccaneers look really good. Jets, Justin Fields is out, likely out with a concussion, and not much of a threat there. Buccaneers cruise.
Yeah, the mix of Fields and Baker Mayfield being unstoppable right now, it's all Bucks.
Atlanta Falcons and the Carolina Panthers. I'll take the Falcons.
Yeah, it's hard to picture. You know, the Panthers aren't bad. They had a nice little comeback at the end of last year. Falcons are really starting to hit their stride. Michael Penix, really good quarterback, getting there. And Bijan Robinson's too tough to top.
Yeah. We'll continue with this when we come back on 720 WGN. WGN radio sports correspondent and producer of the Dan Patrick Show. I hear you had a question for me about radio or something.
Yeah, so you know I'm a longtime fan of yours. I remember years and years ago, I was pretty young, and I would love for you to do like a half. I'd love to sit with you for an hour and ask you about this. You interviewed John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd around the filming of Blues Brothers,
yeah.
At least once that I can remember listening to live.
Yeah.
I would love to hear more about it. I know we might not have time tonight, but I would love to nerd out on that.
I wish I had a record of it, but I don't. But sure.
But and this is when Belushi's at his absolute peak.
Well, they were in town filming Blues Brothers. I think that's when that interview occurred.
Yeah,
that's how I was able to get both of them in the studio. Yeah.
God, that must have been surreal. Someday I want to hear the whole story.
Okay. Let's get back to picking the games here. I glossed over a couple. Indianapolis Colts and the Tennessee Titans. I'll take the Colts.
Yeah, the Colts are looking great. Daniel Jones had two great games so far for them, and very nice team.
Yeah, who would have thought the Colts would be in this spot right now? I'm taking them as well.
A very nice team. The Las Vegas Raiders and the Washington Commanders, and I'm going with the Commanders.
Yeah, Raiders I thought would be better than they are. A little slow start. They looked awful last week, Geno Smith. Commanders are hitting their stride. However, Jaden Daniels, the quarterback, has a knee issue. He's iffy for Sunday.
Yeah, I was looking at that injury as well. He might be practicing Friday. He might be playing Sunday. Who knows, but I'm going with the Commanders as well.
All right, moving right along, Houston Texans at Jacksonville Jaguars. Well, I'll take the Jaguars.
Yeah, I'm in Jaguars too. I think they're pretty good. They're better than they have been last year. The Texans, I don't get it. 2 years ago, they were in the playoffs. Last year, they kind of made the playoffs. Seems like they're going the wrong direction.
Denver Broncos, Los Angeles Chargers, taking the Chargers.
Yeah, one of the better games of the weekend. Broncos and Bo Nix, they look good. Chargers are cruising. Their defense is fantastic. Mm. Justin Herbert is playing as good as he's ever been. This could be a Super Bowl year for them.
Definitely going with the Chargers. And I'm taking Houston in that last game, too. I just don't know. I have a feeling.
Sorry, I glossed over you. I did not mean to. New Orleans Saints and Seattle Seahawks. I think I'm going Seattle.
Yeah, the Saints aren't awful. They got a kid named Spencer Rattler as a quarterback. Great name. Not too good of a team. I'm going Seahawks.
I am as well. The Saints are just maybe one or two steps away from starting to figure it out, though.
Arizona Cardinals and the 49ers. I'm going with the Cardinals.
This is two weird teams being 2-0. Mac Jones will be starting again for the 49ers. Pretty high-end backup. I'm going Niners in a close one.
I am as well.
Sunday Night Football, Kansas City Chiefs and the New York Giants. Now, I don't think my fascination with the Kansas City Chiefs certainly backfired last week, and I can't believe that they would lose, at least that they'd start the season losing three in a row, especially to the New York Giants. Although, I'm tuning in just to see this Scataboo guy bounce off of everybody he runs into. He's unbelievable, that kid.
Yeah, he's a great running back. He's out of Arizona State, Cam Scataboo. Very fun name to say. He plays like he's on fire. He's just an absolute monster. I wish the Bears would have got him. I'm going Chiefs, but the Giants are a little better than I thought they'd be.
I'm taking the Chiefs also, out of I don't know what.
I'd love to take the Giants, but I just don't know how you can pick against Kansas City. I think this is when they get their first win.
Here's an interesting one. Monday Night Football, the Lions and the Ravens. I'm going to take this. Well, okay, so the first game the Lions played, they looked horrible. The second game they played, they looked like they couldn't be beat.
But they played the Bears, so take that with a grain of salt.
Well, okay, you're right. Absolutely right. But I'm still taking the Ravens.
Yeah, this is tough because the Lions looked fantastic last week, but they were toying with the Bears.
I'll say.
I think it's going to be real close.
I think Baltimore has something to prove. They still have that taste in the mouth after losing that first game of the season. We saw what they did to Cleveland last week. I think they do it again to Detroit, but in a much tougher battle on Monday night.
You know, it's amazing to me how coaches can try to spin anything. So they were doing a report from practice today for the Bears. And somebody's on there saying, I missed who it was in the introduction, but somebody saying, you know, we're just not quite ready. We're not quite into that Super Bowl caliber play yet. But, you know, our practices are improving and, you know, we are going to get there. And by December, it's going to be really good. And I'm like, really? Okay.
Yeah, I saw that clip today, too. It was Ben Johnson, the head coach. He said, we're not practicing like a championship team practices.
Right.
But be patient. The wins will come. Mm-hmm. You know, I like that he's staying the course and being confident. But that win was so embarrassing. I mean, if you're a Bears fan, you felt embarrassed on Sunday night. And that's not the way to feel.
Well, not all. Yes. And, you know, they lost whatever spirit they had by the fourth quarter. I mean, there was no energy to anything that they were doing.
And the tough part is, you know, you see what the Cubs are doing right now. They're in the playoffs.
How about it?
And you're like, okay, the Cubs are in the playoffs. They've got a shot. The Bears, it's 2 weeks into the season. And it feels like the season is an afterthought, that they're not really going to compete for anything. And it's frustrating because it's a long – and then winter's coming and there's no playoff football. It's tough, John.
Not only that, but if you start out the way they're starting, and I don't care how long the season is, it's difficult to turn that ship around. Just is.
And because there's no one coming out of off the bench. There's no hurt players that are coming back. This is the team. This is what you have to work with, and the NFC North is brutal.
Yeah, it sure is. All right. Well, I guess that'll wrap it up, Paul. Thank you so much for being with us again, and we'll see how we do with these picks, and we'll reconvene again over WGN next week.
All right, buddy. Take care.
You too. Paul Pabst, WGN Radio sports correspondent, producer of the Dan Patrick Show. Uh-huh. See? Hanging out with the cool people.